I'd like now. I guess we didn't get the song on, but that's okay. I want to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Bienvenido.
Bienvenido.
Benvenuto.
Benvenuto.
As they say in Italian.
In Naples, is that how they say it? Is that how they say it in Naples?
Who knows? Naples has its own dialect.
I love John Turturro.
He's wonderful.
What was the Barton Fink? Did you ever see Barton Fink?
I did. That was not one of my favorite movies, but he's great.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite roles of his.
I like him as the Jesus in The Big Lebowski.
We've been over this. I haven't seen The Big Lebowski.
Oh, you haven't seen The Big Lebowski, ladies and gentlemen. So what's going on this weekend?
All kinds of stuff. Of course, we've got SOFA West going on. I'm going to saunter over there today and check it out, and all the details, and there's lots of coverage about SOFA West in today's Pasa Tiempo. There's so many details that getting into it would just, I don't know.
Well,
I don't
we've
know
already talked about it on this program.
Yeah.
But,
you know, it's down there at the Community Convention Center, and it's sprawling, to say the least.
Yeah.
And the opening party was like, there was no elbow room. There wasn't even any pinky room. So.
All right then. No, but I've been in the past, and SOFA West is a terrific show. It's super fun to go to. And there's also this kind of outsider art aspect to it.
Yes. Yep. We covered that in the Pasa Tiempo today too. And I think the we were talking about this earlier or yesterday at work is that we were like, yay, SOFA West, and then the stock market lost a little bit of momentum, and we were like, boo, poor SOFA West. But I think that regardless of what's bought or sold, it's definitely worth checking out. Just as an art lover, design lover, I'd go down there. So there's that. There's SOFA West, okay?
There's SOFA West, indeed.
But then we also have the Santa Fe County Fair, one of my favorite things in the whole wide world.
Go to both.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the County Fair is today through Sunday, and the hours vary, but it's basically like around 8 or 9 to about 4, 3 or 4 in the afternoon on those days. And, they have the regular stuff. They have livestock expos and auctions and poultry show and a bunny show and live entertainment, and there's an evening dance, and then there's a small pet show. You can take your dogs and be in the small pet show.
Well, I certainly have enough small pets.
Yeah. And then my favorite thing to do is, it used to be my least favorite thing to do when I was a kid, because when I was a kid growing up in Santa Fe at the county fair, they would have carnival rides, and they don't anymore. But I was always dragged into the indoor exhibition spaces where people were like showing off their like jarred pickles, you know? And that was like, when I was a kid, it seemed like just a waste of time. And now, you know, middle-aged me, that's my favorite thing to do.
The subject always returns to pickles, doesn't it?
Always. Always.
It's funny that way.
I know. I mean, they should, you know, let me be a pickle judge some year. but there's, leatherwork and woodwork and sewing. And then on August 6th, on Saturday, the 4-H program is going to have a dog show in the show ring at 9. And then at 10 a.m., they're going to have a herding dog demonstration, which I think is pretty cool. I'm going to try and sneak
What are away. They going to herd?
I don't know. People?
Yeah, I guess they'll do that.
The economy? I don't know. But I'm going to try and head down for that, because that's something I'm fascinated by, is herding animals. Not hurting animals.
No.
Herding animals.
No animals were hurt. They were only herded.
No animals were herded in the creation of this radio program. So that's the county fair.
And the artist Tunde Odunlade will be at Gallery Tribal Art this weekend. He's showing his Nigerian prints and textiles. He's a wonderful artist. We talked to him on the air yesterday. And Gallery Tribal Art is at 312 Reed Street. It's about a block off of Guadalupe. And we also talked this week to Russell Thurston, whose show Earthly Delights is at Vivo Contemporary at 725 Canyon Road, and many art openings tonight as well.
Yes, tons of art openings. There's a couple I really want to mention. There's a great show at New Concept Gallery, and I don't say this just because I wrote a story about it, but and if I pronounce Tim's name wrong, I'm sorry, but Tim Prithero. He makes these miniature constructions. I mean, they're only about 12 to 18 inches wide, but they're so detailed, and we're talking like old diners and bodegas in the city, and old vehicles and Texaco gas stations and stuff. The detail is so incredible. I mean, tiny like tin cans crumpled up in the back of a wood bed-lined pickup. The stuff is amazing.
The size of pinheads.
Yeah. And there's, I believe it's tonight, there is a reception at New Concept Gallery on Canyon Road from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's up through August 28th. And then, Photo Eye Gallery. This stuff is great. Dreaming in Reverse. Photographs by Tom Chambers, and there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. over there at the gallery on Garcia Street. And there's a story in today's Pasta Tiempo.
And don't forget Heidi Lowen Porcelain Gallery. She's having an opening and reception tonight from 5 to 7 in conjunction with the SOFA program. It's called Summertime Colors. And she is at, what is the address over there? 315 Johnson Street. A lot of galleries that are in other places besides Canyon Road.
Yes.
And right downtown. So
yeah.
Do a little more exploration. You can find all kinds of treasures.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite new places is Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium. You know, sometimes exhibits are hit or miss, but today they have an opening for Chanupa Hanska Luger and Jared Antonio, I believe it's Trujillo. And they're, it's called I Love You to Death, and it's a collaborative installation by the both of them. Now, I interviewed Chanupa, and you can read about that in the Indie Market issue on the 19th. But this the work here, so I think some of this work was just out at one of the museums. Well, I'm not exactly sure where it was, but there's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The show is up through September 3rd, and the work is pretty fantastic. It's even difficult to explain. Just go and check it out. But yeah, tons of openings all over town. Llewellyn Galleries downtown is having an opening of work by Jeanette Paisen Sloan and Steve Smolka. And then there's Works in Glass by 12 artists. There's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that's up, I think, through late August. Yeah, you just one look at the Pasta Tiempo and it's obvious that we're in the dead heat of summer.
Now we want to give a little preview for a KSFR event coming up. It's a benefit for this wonderful radio station, Bob Livingston in Concert. He was the winner of the 2011 Best Album at the Texas Music Awards, and it's at Rio Chama Steakhouse on Sunday, the 21st of August. So that's not for a while, but still we just want to let people know to put it in their calendars. It's at 6:30 in the evening, and there will be dance floor and bar and food and all kinds of good things.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What else? There's the, Santa Fe Desert Chorale.
Yay!
Glorious Voices, Timeless Music.
We love them.
Icons, this is August 10th at the Scottish Rite Center at 8 o'clock. Music by and about celebrated women. Honoring the talents and virtues of the fair sex throughout history with music by Schubert, tons of people. There's a guest artist, pianist Deborah Wagner. And that's August 10th, which is... Wednesday. And then Thursday the 11th at the Loretto Chapel is Songs of War and Peace, the world's eternal struggle conveyed through the poignant and dramatic power of music. And you can find out more about tickets and the schedule and everything else. You just call the Lenzik box office at 988-1234 or go to ticketsantafe.org.
And don't forget Chamber Music, the Chamber Music Festival. I've been to two of the concerts so far, and they were both so good that I almost had a heart attack. I mean, they were so amazing. And they've got a lot of amazing stuff coming up, and you can just Google Santa Fe Chamber Music to get the schedule. And a lot of the concerts are really affordable. In fact, I'm trying to go to a bunch more, and the range of ticket prices is from high to very low. And the noon concerts are extremely affordable as well. Mm-hmm. So check it out. Just choose something and go, and I guarantee you will be happy. Well,
yeah.
I don't guarantee, but I'm pretty sure you'll be happy.
That's also today, or tonight at the Lenzik is the Alonzo King Lines Ballet.
Yes.
Stoked. We were like sort of, arm wrestling for tickets at the office the other day. but that's at 8 p.m. tonight at the Lenzik. There's a story in today's Pasta Tiempo on page 46. Obviously, tickets are available at the Lenzik. Have you ever seen ballet besides the Nutcracker at the Lenzik?
Yes.
I haven't.
Well, you know what? They built the stage to accommodate ballet.
Yeah.
As you know, Nancy Zeckendorf is a former ballet dancer mm-hmm. and has a very great sense of what is needed, as other people do who renovated that theater
yeah.
10 years ago, and it's wonderful there.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's not a pit for an orchestra, but almost nobody, there's only a few theaters in the country that have live music for ballet.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm gonna try and check this one out. But there's also so much, there's like a lot of theater going on too. Of course, there's just flamenco all over town. Teatro Poagros presents Manhattan Glass, a play by Joey Chavez, and that's over at Warehouse 21. There's a performance tonight. It's opening night, actually, tonight, and the play continues through Sunday, August 7th. If you call 424-1601, you can get information on tickets for that.
But Manhattan Glass was performed a while back, mm-hmm. earlier this year, I think, and that was a good...
Mm-hmm.
That was a good play.
Was that the one about his relatives? Was that the play
yes.
about his relatives?
Yeah, yeah.
Who worked up at the lab and
right,
they
exactly.
couldn't really talk to each other and about what they did. And
right. They had been married for many decades
yeah.
and they still didn't know what each other did. And then this pesky grandson comes along and starts asking questions.
Starts poking and prodding and sticking his nose where it doesn't belong.
Well, it does belong if you want theater.
That's true. That's true. I already talked about the Santa Fe. Wow. I already talked about the Santa Fe County Fair. This weekend at El Rancho de las Golondrinas is Frontier Days and Horses of the West. It's kind of a summer festival out there at the Living History Museum. There's going to be crafts demonstrations, a mountain man rendezvous camp and trade fair, storytelling, food, sort of these historical reenactments. Billy the Kid, sort of, you know, not the real Billy the Kid, but a Billy the Kid reenact. Yes.
Facsimile?
Yes, a reasonable facsimile. There's going to be horse shows. This is the Peruvian Paso horses are going to be out there. They're going to have miniature horses. They're going to have a parade of breeds. It's going to be awesome. And if you go to www.golondrinas.org, you can get ticket information on that.
Now, next week on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, we're going to be rerunning the opera series, because one of the nice things about next week is that all five operas are performed on all 5 days of the week. So
mm-hmm.
if you are in town for whatever reason, you live here, you're visiting, you can go to a different opera every night, which is, of course, why it's done that way. So we're going to play the corresponding operas each morning on the Radio Cafe. And so we won't be here next week, speaking of the arts. So I want to let people know that there is, starting on Thursday at the CCA, a documentary called Crime After Crime by local filmmaker Yoav Potash. And it is amazing. Have you seen this film, Rocky Walt?
No.
It is a documentary about a woman who was basically given 25 years to life in prison for conspiracy to kill her abuser, who had been basically beating the living crap out of her for years. And she didn't even, you see in the documentary, she didn't even really want to, she basically tried to get somebody to rough the guy up a little bit so he would leave her alone. He ends up dying. This is a true story.
Is this an American woman?
African-American woman. And it's the struggle to get her out of jail.
Uh-huh.
And it is like, I mean, this thing should be made into a major motion picture. It should be made into an opera. It's an amazing story, and everybody should see it.
Sounds heartbreaking.
It isn't. It's heartbreaking and uplifting at the same time, and just absolutely fascinating. It's also a look into the justice system, and it's a very well-made film.
And that's in Santa Fe at the CCA?
It's at the CCA starting on Thursday of next week, and then the Albuquerque Guild Cinema starting on Friday, and the filmmaker will be in Santa Fe doing Q&A. At I think the first bunch of screenings over the weekend and a little bit into next week, I think.
I might have to check that out.
You just might.
I have a feeling that one's going to be around for a while. Like Buck.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope so. I hope people see it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Students, I also want to say this Sunday, the 7th of August, Students of Improv Comedy Show from 4 to 5 at Teatro Paraguas. And you can go to santafeimprov.com. So we don't have too much comedy improv in town, so it's nice to be able to go
Where
see
is
that. It's at Teatro Paraguas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be, I think, probably at the end of this month or the beginning of next month, there will be some more comedy improv popping up around town, but I don't have all the details yet. But I'll certainly share it with your listeners.
Keep us posted. Well, this is this Sunday from 4 to 5.
This is interesting. To Sendai with Love. Have you heard about this?
No.
A benefit event for Japan. This is a launch of a new nonprofit organization called CASA, Kindness America, the Sendai Alliance. There's going to be taiko drumming, and there's going to be Mari Sato is going to be performing. And that it's free and open to the public, but it's at on Thursday at 6 p.m. at Vanessi. So I'm going to go check that out.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's it. That's 6 p.m. I used to hate taiko drumming, but now I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens when you hear enough of it.
When you hear enough of
it. It's mesmerizing.
It's like, yeah, it is mesmerizing. All right, and now I'm gonna pimp the paper. A book sale is going to be held at the Santa Fe New Mexican on Saturday from 9 to 2 p.m., and all proceeds benefit newspapers in education. And let's see, that's at 2 p.m. Oh, no, August 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's actually at the printing facility, which is at 1 New Mexican Plaza off Cerrillos Road near I-25. There's going to be pet adoptions, right?
Yay!
And there's going to be books and food and drinks and the books for sale, and it supports newspapers and education, which I think is a wonderful program. It keeps kids interested in current events and reading we're big proponents of the program over at the paper, so I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, book sales are always good, and they're always really fun.
You would not believe how many. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to sift through.
You know, when I was a little girl, I read a storybook called Loretta Mason Potts. It was a story about a girl by that name, and it was this magical book. And I've thought about it over the years, and occasionally looked in the library, and we don't have it here. And so last night I thought, you know, I'm just going to order a copy of this thing, and see if it's on Amazon, see where I can find it. It's a rare book, and it costs $198.
That's it?
So you can't get it anymore.
Huh.
Unless you do an interlibrary loan.
Nah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There we have it.
Speaking
what else? Of books, And Germanicos is going to be a Collected Works bookstore on Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, talking about her new edition of short stories, In the Time of the Girls. And as they write, using spare, image-laden prose style, Germanicos focuses on the discreet telling moments to create fast-paced stories that pack a powerful punch. Always check out Collected Works Bookstore, because they've got a lot going on over there, and it's a lovely place.
Sweet.
Yeah.
This weekend is the 39th annual Girls Inc. Arts and Crafts Show on the Santa Fe Plaza. More than 250 artists set up booths on the plaza and Lincoln Avenue. There's going to be a kids' creation station. There's going to be interactive art activities for families. It's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the show, and the activities are 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The fair continues on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday is also the family activities. Girls Inc.
Yay.
Yes. And it's also, if you go to the Girls Inc. website, I believe it's at the Girls Inc. website, is a link or information about they're doing this sort of Girls Inc. restaurant week. And there are certain restaurants where you can dine, I believe through the 7th, where Girls Inc. will be present. And they will be giving out information about what exactly it is that they do. And they do wonderful work and have been doing it since 1955. And the restaurants that are participating are going to be giving a small donation to Girls Inc. to help them with their operational costs. So go to Girls Inc. On the Santa Fe. And be careful. Type in Girls Inc. Santa Fe. If you type in Girls Inc., you go to some place completely that you probably shouldn't go.
You go what?
Yeah.
Southern Rhode Island or something?
Not exactly. It's a different kind of website.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
On Sunday, August 7th, the day after the anniversary of Hiroshima, Kevin, the owner of Morning Glory Bakery, has organized a celebration of firefighters, survivors of the fires and first responders. It's a thank you party in Los Alamos, and it's called After the Fire, and it's a benefit, and Shona Slovakia, Afro Gypsy Fusion Dance Band, is going to be playing. So, my computer just froze, but in about 10 seconds, I will be able to give you the information about where it is.
Would you like me to continue?
I love those. No, here it goes. Okay. Here it goes. Morning Glory Baking Company, from 2 to 6 in the afternoon, August 7th, 1377 Diamond Drive in Los Alamos. For more information, 662-4000.
Sweet.
Yep.
Liza with a Z. This is on
Minnelli?
Sunday, I believe so. Vocalist Julie Trujillo is going to pay tribute to Liza Minnelli, accompanied by pianist David Geist, over at La Casa Sena at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And you can call 988-9232 for tickets. La Casa Sena, beautiful right now. Perfect time of year to be there. Paul Weidman wrote a great story about the Buzz Jazzo Ensemble. The German Youth Jazz Orchestra is on tour, and they're performing on Monday at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. And he wrote a great story about it in today's Pop Tiempo.
Now, next weekend, since we're not going to be here a week from today, next weekend there's an event at El Museo Cultural called the Santa Fe Show, Objects of Art. It's antiques and art that is a complement to the city's traditional ethnographic and Indian market weekends. And there will be a party to benefit the, let's see, Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
Ah.
And so always good to benefit your local animal shelters and all the wonderful organizations that we have in this town. We have more nonprofits per square inch than just about any place on the planet.
I know. I'm wondering, you know, everyone used to boast about how many galleries we had per capita and how many restaurants we had per capita.
Yep.
And now they brag about how many nonprofits we have per capita.
Yeah. Well.
And they're all doing the smart thing. They're all sort of coordinating and working together, because it's the only way a lot of them are surviving these days.
We have to.
Yeah.
And, of course, KSFR is one of them. For more information on the Santa Fe Show, go to santafeshow.com, and you can find out more information about the show and about the benefits and all of this good stuff.
The Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series is still underway. On Monday, I believe, at 6 p.m., we have Tiho Dmitriev, Blues Rock, and Anthony Leon and the Chain, all-country band. Stephanie Hatfield and Hot Mess are also playing. That's at 6 p.m. on Monday. And then Tuesday, let's see, what's going on Tuesday? Birds of a Feather with Coco Robichaud. And that's sort of like spiritual, sort of, I want to say it's almost gospel-y music. And then we have the Azadeh Middle Eastern Dance Troupe. And then Texas Blues legend Guitar Shorty. And that's at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, what have we got? We've got Jaka, an Afro-pop funk fusion band, the Sultana Dancers, and a bunch of other people, Afrobeat and stuff like that. So that's 6 p.m. on Thursday. So still, tons of free music on the plaza. The series is ending soon, so get over there and check it out. And what is this? Oh, the 28th Annual Antique Ethnographic Art Show Preview Gala is on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At, where is this? The Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Excellent.
That place is busy these
days.
That
place is busy.
Yeah.
I like that they call it the Community Convention Center.
Instead of just the Convention Center?
It's almost an oxymoron, but a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember the heated battle to find the name for it. do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. People were trying to come up with something a little bit more flashy. But I think Santa Fe Community Convention Center just says it all.
It's very nice.
Says it all and then reiterates it. So that's good. What else is going on, Mary Charlotte?
Julie and the Jets at La Fonda.
Julie and the Jets.
Is it tonight and tomorrow from... Okay, tonight at La Fonda and tomorrow at the Sagebrush Inn. Now, this is confusing the way it's written. Julie and the Jets tonight at La Fonda, 7:30 to 11, and Time Machine at the Sagebrush Inn, 8:30 to 11:30 in Taos. And then Alonzo King, as you have already said, Savor at the San Francisco Bar and Grill tomorrow from 8 to 11, and Doug Jeffords, Paula Ray McDonald. You know what? I gotta be careful because this is an impossible to read listing.
When they come in like that,
I'm not gonna read it.
Just folks, when you're sending stuff in, there's who, what, when, where, how much. first thing that anybody should see if you're sending it. And then you can go into more detail beneath the who, what, when, where,
right,
and how much. And, 7 p.m. Thursday, August 11th, the Dart Star Orchestra is performing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. All you deadheads out there, get ready. These guys are, and gals, I should say, are fairly interesting. They basically play song-for-song renditions of classic Grateful Dead concerts, and then at the end of each performance, they reveal to audiences the date and venue of the concert they recreated on stage. So, you know, I used to work with this chef at an Italian restaurant in town who was in it to win it in terms of cooking and being around the Grateful Dead and stuff. And he actually just opened a trattoria in Peru.
You need more trattorias in Peru.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how much Grateful Dead music... I mean, he's probably got enough bootlegs to last him the rest of his life. So, me, not a fan of Grateful Dead. But if you are, go and check out the Dark Star Orchestra at 7 p.m. Thursday, August 11th. Tickets are available through the Lenzic. 988-1234, ticketsantafe.org.
Excellent.
Yeah. More music than you can shake a stick at in Santa Fe.
And why would you want to shake a stick at?
I don't know. Music. I don't know. Maybe you're a curandera or something, and you have a stick, and you shake it at the music, and the music gets better. I don't know. let's see. You already talked about the Chamber Music Festival. We already talked about the Desert Chorale. What else is happening? Native Plant Society of New Mexico annual meeting, honoring the past, preparing for the future, field trips and workshops, and this is through the Center for Lifelong Education and the Institute of American Indian Arts. If you call 690-5105, you can find out more about the Native Plant Society's sort of meetings and workshops and stuff like that. And they can be pricey, but there's something there for everybody. As you said, the operas are continuing. There's capsule reviews of all of the operas in today's Pasa Tiempo by our wonderful writer James Keller. So you can get a condensation. I'm going to go to the Last Savage.
Oh, I love the Last Savage.
I know. I think we talked about it last week, but
yeah.
My mom and I are just so interested in this.
If you want to go to an opera and not leave feeling sad or depressed or bummed out because the heroine dies or because everybody dies or whatever, and or because everybody goes crazy, I mean, if you're into that, there's an opera for you.
There's an opera for
you.
But
if you want something lighthearted and really fun and hilarious, The Last Savage is your opera this season.
I just, you know, I've read a little bit about it, and I've seen some of the some of the photographs that have been sort of circulating around the production, and for some reason, it reminds me, without knowing too much about it, of a really interesting episode of Gilligan's Island.
Okay. A little more multicultural than that?
No, I know. But you know what I mean. I mean, you know.
Do I?
Well, you know, it's kind of... There was a Last Savage kind of Gilligan's Island episode.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right.
I believe he wore a grass skirt.
We're dating ourselves.
Yes, we are. Well, you know, I'm a cheap date. Sunday the 7th, Eric Owens. We didn't talk about this. The bass baritone is performing as part of the Santa Fe Concert Association's Festival of Song series. And that performance is at 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Scottish Rite Center. And tickets are available through the Lenzic.
Excellent.
And tons of live music at the local bars. Of course, Cowgirl Barbecue's Gospel Brunch Band is going to be performing on Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. And Coco, New Orleans blues man Coco Robichaud is actually going to be sort of hanging out with the gospel crew there on Sunday. And that's great if the weather cooperates. It's always fun to sit on the patio for that. Those are always a good time and well attended, so get there early.
And don't forget John Turturro starting tonight, actually starting today. I think the first show is at 3:15 in the afternoon, Passione, at the Screen.
Passione. There's a review by James Keller in today's Pasa Tiempo.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what he said about it.
And then there's also a review of Piano Mania, which is a documentary about a sort of piano technician. And this is a piano geek movie tour de force James Keller gave it 3.5 out of 4 chilies in today's Pasta Tiempo. Opens tonight at the CCA Cinematheque.
And the music is here, so that means it's time to go. Rob DeWalt is with us speaking of the arts just about every Friday. We won't be here next week, but we'll be here almost every Friday of the year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you for everything you are.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez, Helga Ancona, and lots of good stuff all day on KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.